Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out, or listen to me, as the kids would say, on Drive later today from 4 p.m. alongside Darren. Oh, can you go and get me my lunch? I can't walk because my foot. Will you walk to the studio, Bentley? Ben. Anyway, it pains me to say it, but we begin, of course, with Europa League action, where Erik ten Hag's Man United were dumped out by Sevilla. It's a rubbish competition anyway. Here's the reaction on TalkSport.
Season's not over, of course. They got one piece of silverware. They might yet end up with another. But Brighton will fancy their chances in the FA Cup semi-final, having seen this. And if United can only play on a consistent level like this between now and the end of the season, top four finish isn't a formality either. This is a truly dreadful night for Erik ten Hag and his men. Because when it goes wrong for Manchester United at the moment, it goes wrong in spades. And it has done tonight. Sevilla beating them by 3-0, 5-2 on aggregate.
United were never in this game. Were never in and around this game. I didn't like the look of the team, particularly up front. It frustrates me when people talk about the potential of Jadon Sancho. It's about time he showed something. It's about time Martial also looked like a United player that wants to really make the difference, because they don't. I don't see it. I don't see it enough. Tonight, they had more heart, they had more guts, and that will hurt the United fans that have travelled out there and all those watching and listening back home.
Tonight we were not good enough. It was obvious, it was clear. So we didn't match the standards, what you can expect from a team from Manchester United.
I have to say, that's one of the worst performances I've seen by an English side abroad in a long time. In a long time, mate. They were an absolute disgrace tonight, all over the pitch. So they must have gone into this game knowing how difficult it was. And I know they've got injuries and suspensions, but I'm sorry, whatever you do, go out and have a fight. You're going into battle away at a club that clearly find themselves into a tie they should have been out of with 10 minutes left at Old Trafford. They're still in the tie. That was gutless, spineless. That's United fans must be listening to this now, embarrassed of their side. Manchester United want to be up competing with the very best. David De Gea, shot-stopping. There aren't many better than him, but tonight showed why he needs to be replaced. So the first goal comes from David De Gea making a poor decision. into a player that's then got three players around him. He doesn't want that ball.
Then getting a return ball, he didn't want, and he's presented it straight to En-Nesyri, and he's put into the net. It's a terrible goal for Manchester United to concede.
So they set a trap, Sevilla. They set the trap, and they fall into it. David De Gea is not the man, the goalkeeper, to play out from the back. There's not enough weight on the ball. There has to be space behind him. And there's got to be players free.
Yeah, David De Gea should know. He can see the danger.
He can see what he can't.
Yeah.
So Maguire's coming to him. His back's to his back
decision.
What's he going to do with that?
That performance, for me, was as bad as when we got beat by Liverpool.
Ed, what do you make of David De Gea's performance tonight? I know he's had a bit of a nightmare. Is it time to now look beyond him?
It is, yeah. And I think he had a shocker today.
I'd like to deal with it. Then De Gea comes out and tries to sweep up. And he's out of his goal. Oh. And he's knocked in past him. And that's that. Manchester United are out. They have been shocking tonight.
Like you said, he's a good shot stopper, but like he can't do what Edison does, and he can't play out.
United can throw in these games where they can be a 0 out of 10. And tonight was that performance.
The way I saw it, it was like a bunch of teenagers on a five-a-side pitch. It was embarrassing.
They've got experience in there, Gary. You know, Casemiro, Eriksen, Sabitzer. Yeah, Maguire's an experienced football player. Yeah. De Gea, hugely experienced. It's not like you've got a young team out there who've lost their heads. We're talking about top players here, Champions League winners.
I know, but it just seems like it was just a bunch of individuals playing. It's happened a few times this season, obviously against Liverpool, Brighton. It just seems like they just play as individuals.
On now to the Europa Conference League action, where David Moyes' West Ham reached the semis after beating Ghent.
Antonio to shoot! Antonio to score! And West Ham, a running riot into the semi-finals of the Conference League.
Well, they were favourites for this tie, favourites for the competition. And now they're in a semi-final for the second year running, a European semi-final. Can they go a stage further and get themselves into the final tonight? It was an impressive second half performance. They had a lot of work to do after a disappointing first period, but they responded in a really good fashion, played some scintillating stuff at times in that second period. Could, maybe should, have had more goals, but it's a job well done in that second period.
Eddie, he's a West Ham fan. They've had a massive result tonight, winning 4-1 against Ghent. Eddie, good evening.
Oi, go on, you Irons! We're back in the game. Point at Bournemouth, point at Liverpool, beat Leicester, we get 37 points, go to Prague, what a season.
I think if you look back, what's probably pulled this club together more than anything is when we qualified for Europe in the first place a couple of years ago, finishing sixth, and then we went on the journey and we were enjoying that sort of journey together, which was brilliant, to the semi-final against Frankfurt last year. And I think it's the same. I think this year, this competition's kept our positivity, kept everybody going when we're obviously in the middle of a difficult season for us. But I have to say, when we've needed to, we've pulled out the results and we pulled out another one tonight.
Even at the end of the season, regardless of what happens, would you want in there next season?
You guys, who would you add then instead of Moisey? Who else is out there?
Well, right now,
Pochettino ain't coming. We ain't having any of them.
Right.
So who are we having? Potter? He ain't coming here. He's got too much money now.
Now, Chelsea have officially opened talks with former Spurs gaffer Mauricio Pochettino, or Mopo, about becoming their next manager. Here's me, Andy Goldstein, and Benty, reacting to the news on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show.
Yeah, I wouldn't go as far as to say that Pochettino is their new man. The information coming out of Chelsea is that they don't have a preferred candidate at this stage. They don't have a top target. If you speak to people close to Luis Enrique, yesterday they were saying that actually, in their opinion, Julian Nagelsmann is very much Chelsea's top target. Enrique seemingly now out of the running. But as you mentioned, Andy, there has been contact with Mauricio Pochettino. There was contact with him earlier in the season. It's my understanding there has been fresh contact about this job at Stamford Bridge, and that Chelsea do indeed see Pochettino as a potential candidate to replace Graham Potter.
Quickly, let me ask you a question. Pochettino, we know how well he did at Spurs. Maybe he did okay at PSG, won the league, but that's no real. We don't get real much credit for that. But why do you think he's not been given a job? And also, why do you think he's not ended up back at Spurs?
I think he's had opportunities. I think Aston Villa certainly sounded him out when they decided to get rid of Steven Gerrard. Obviously, Unai Emery came in the end because I think Pochettino made it clear that he didn't want that job. He's been linked with West Ham, where I am tonight. Again, I think he would see that probably as a job slightly beneath him. because, as you mentioned, he's been at Paris Saint-Germain. He's been alongside the likes of Lionel Messi. He's taken Tottenham to a Champions League final. I think he sets his sights very high. So I think that's one reason that he's not come back in so far. In terms of Spurs, it's a strange old situation because it's been fairly common knowledge for a while now that Pochettino would be keen to go back to North London. Maybe there's a bit of reluctance on behalf of Daniel Levy, because if he did rehire Pochettino, in some people's eyes, that might be acknowledging the mistake he made in getting rid of him in the first place. But I wouldn't necessarily say that this contact from Chelsea means Pochettino definitely isn't of interest to Tottenham.
Now, ahead of tonight's live and exclusive TalkSport commentary of their game against Southampton, Arsenal manager Mikel I've Got a Lego Haircut Arteta has spoken to TalkSport's Ian Abrahams. Moosey Moose asked Arteta what he meant by the term being too nice following their draw with West Ham.
Well, the word was maybe you got too comfortable at some stage in the game, which is different. They know. I don't have to coach them because they said it straight away. And they know it is in the system, it's in their gut. And tomorrow we have to show it. Something is to say it, now it's time to show it. And when it comes to the similar position, react in a different way and be much more ruthless.
Nearly everybody else is saying next Wednesday is the title decider. So how difficult is it for you to make sure your players are 100% focused on the job in hand without looking too far ahead?
That's it. That's the conversation we had the other day, and nobody's talking about what's going to happen next Wednesday. We have to become really boring to everybody and be very repetitive and just focus on what we have to do this morning. That's it.
You mean each game as it comes?
Each ball. Now it's each ball, not it's the each ball. So we can change a little bit.
Spurs chairman Daniel Levy has said publicly that Harry Kane can win a trophy at Spurs, but being a legend is also important. That's convenient. Simon Jordan took slight exception to Levy's claims.
As a commercial animal that looks at the football clubs in a certain way, has the same emotion. I don't like banding around terms like legend. I let the fans do that. I let the media do that. I think when owners start doing it, you start falling into the scenario of trying to please people, because Daniel will view Harry Kane in a certain way, which is there to do a job. He's the captain of the side.
Yeah.
Whether he believes he's a good leader or not, I don't know, but he's the captain of the side. And so with that in mind, those are playing to the gallery sort of comments. I wouldn't be sat there talking about my players as legend status. I'd be sat in there turning around and saying they've been absolutely fantastic for the football club. I've looked after them. They've looked after me, and long may that continue. Daniel will make the argument. The direction of travel for 22 years has been far, far better than his predecessors. This is now a stable, commercially well-run football club. But in the business of football, that has to also equate to a successful football club. And again, the question must abound, what is success to Daniel? In part, it's being in the Champions League. Alongside that, because of the visceral nature of sport and the fact that it defies commerciality, it's driven by emotion. You can't not have emotion involved in it. And emotion goes with winning things. Tottenham fans want to see something won.
Now, Conor Benn has been officially charged by UKAD following his positive drug tests last year, and so is facing a potential ban from boxing. TalkSport's Fight Night co-host Spencer Oliver said that Ben is throwing away a promising career.
He was like a chip off the old block. He was like his old man, you know, and he was developing so well as a fighter, Connor. You know, when he first started, I wasn't sure how far he was going to go. And over the last couple of years, he's improved, he's developed, and he looked world class. And then this news broke, and it was disappointing to me, and it was disappointing to the boxing world, because we all wanted Connor to go on and have a great career and go on and collect world titles and emulate what his dad had achieved in the ring. But there's no place for drug cheats in the sport, and they deserve what they get. And unfortunately, Connor's failed two tests, not one, two tests. He's had the chance to present his evidence, to clear his name, and that's still not happened.
And here's me, Andy Goldstein, revealing my favourite 11 of players I've hosted a national radio show with. Spoiler alert, Jason Cundy isn't in it. But, you know, he would be, but it was just funny that I left him out. These are the 11 I've worked alongside in their positions they played. So the best goalkeeper I've ever worked alongside, I think there's only one.
Peter Schmeichel.
I've never worked alongside him. Oh, they're here. No, it's here.
Oh, here.
It's
here. Okay, I
David James.
Yeah, right? I can understand that.
Good goalkeeper. Right back, Danny Mills. I'm 5-1, I'm playing three at the back.
I'll find someone else. Okay, Danny Mills.
Centre half, Dion Dublin with his dube.
Yeah.
And left back.
You worked Dion here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And left back, Stuart Pearce.
Okay.
So there's no Cundy in there.
That's quite bad, that. No Cundy.
Only for comical effect.
Okay,
only for comical effect. He knows he'd make it. Midfield, good midfield. Ray Parlour on the right.
Oh, legend.
Ray Houghton in the middle.
Yep.
Tim Sherwood, Premier League winner in the middle. Jacqueline Wilshere on the left.
Hold on.
I know, but he's left footed.
I don't care. Well, move one of them outside. No. Jackie's on the left.
And I quite like to annoy him as well. I don't care, Wilshere. Stand up when you're talking. Oh, you are.
Jackie boy's got
I know, here. But has he just texted me? No. So there's my four across the middle and up front. Teddy Sheringham, Bobby Gould.
Yep, thanks. I know. Hey, keep going.
Yeah, and Darren Bent. And Darren Bent. Of course you're in there.
Hold on, so I'm trying to think. Who you left out?
Well, it's Tim.
No O'Hara?
Cundy's in there, obviously. Huh?
O'Hara?
Who? I tried to get him in the 11, he got injured.
No Ben Foster?
He couldn't get his Rolls Royce into the... Oh, yeah, Ben Foster.
Fozzie?
I changed it. Foster's... Well done, Foster.
Over J-Mo?
Yeah, I'd take him. Only because he'd have his little GoPro in the studio. Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Olsen's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, alongside Darren. Oh, can you go get me dessert now? My foot still hurts. Ben. After us, from 7 o'clock, it's Arsenal against Southampton. Community Saints in the Premier League. It's a TalkSport exclusive, and it's presented by... Oh, producer Dom, it doesn't say who it's presented by.
It's you.
Oh, it's not me. I'm not doing it.
No, you.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm doing Drive Time, 4 till 7.
That's you.
No, I just told you I'm not doing it.
No, it's you.
He wasn't gone. There will, of course, be another one. He's Andy Goldstein talking to the Daily Podcast out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. That joke could have gone on for hours, by the way. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
You.
I'm not doing it.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.